Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Guns N' Hoses, Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
Woo! Man alive, $7,100 is what the jackpot's up to now in the Queen of Hearts raffle. So if you haven't bought a card before, buy one now. And of course, so we'll have the winners every year, and it's a 50, or every week, I should say, and it's a 50-50. So half of it's going to go to Guns N' Hoses, which of course goes to Backstoppers, and the other half goes to the winner if they draw a Queen of Hearts. The winner today is not a Queen of Hearts. It's a Three of Hearts in slot number 35. So the winner's going to get $25 on a $5 bet. That's what the cards are each. You can go to stlgunsandhoses.com to buy your tickets. And good luck to you. And congratulations to today's winner. You will be reached by email, and we appreciate that. By the way, congratulations to John from Defiance. He was listening this morning in the 6 o'clock hour when we gave away our last two tickets to Guns N' Hoses. Guns N' Hoses, of course, is going to sell out. It always does. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you can buy them there at stlgunsandhoses.com. There are some of the tickets are sold out to like the tables down on the floor area, but there's still plenty of seats in the arena, I think. It'll probably sell out by next Wednesday. It usually does. I was at Hair Salon the other day getting my hair cut. They've got tickets. I think they're 2-for-1. You buy one, you get one at Hair Salon, and then you can get them on the website as well, and it's going to be a great time. Yesterday, I got to get on the phone with a couple of the producers, Bill and Greg, and they're great people, talking more about what my role is going to be down there this year. And since we are the official radio station of 97.1's the official radio station of Guns N' Hoses, they said, hey, Mark, would you like to take part in Guns N' Hoses this year? And I'm like, well, of course I would. It's been a tradition for my family to go. My late father-in-law was a police officer, and thank the world. Of course, we do everything we can for first responders around here. I'm like, what a thrill that would be. I mean, how do you get involved in that? And they're like, we'll make you involved. So, but until yesterday, I wasn't sure what that was going to look like, Ethan. I was a little nervous they were going to have me rappelling out of the ceiling with Santa Claus or something, which they tend to do things like that.
I thought you were going to be a ring girl.
Not a girl.
Ring person.
I go by he, him. No, I'm just kidding you. I am going to be in the ring, not doing any boxing with my sore ribs, but I am going to I have to wear a tuxedo. I had to go rent a tuxedo, and boy, the price has gone up on those. And I will be in the ring in the pre-boxing matches. I shouldn't call them pre, but the pre-television boxing matches, excuse me. So there are, the boxing starts at around 5 o'clock on next Wednesday night. TV doesn't start covering it, I think, until like 6:30 on Fox 2 is where you'll be able to watch it on TV if you're not going for some reason. And if you're not going, shame on you. But if you're down there, I'm going to be doing some of the stadium announcing inside leading up to the TV coverage. I'll be in the ring interviewing the winner of each bout that leads up until that. We'll be talking to people about the end of watch ceremony that's going to be coming up. We'll be introducing Jackie Smith, who always comes. I think this must happen right before the TV coverage. When he sings Danny Boy, as he always does every year down there. And then the TV coverage gets underway, and I'll kind of be ringside. I'm going to have, Ethan, like the best seat in the house. I'm going to be seated right next to the ring, like looking up at the fight. And then, of course, I'll have to climb up into the ring after each fight and do a quick interview with the winner. And you just ask them, like, all of them have a great story, right? These are not people that are in this for themselves.
Right.
They're in it to raise money and for the pride of either their police department or their fire department or their EMS department, whatever they happen to be in. And many of them have known somebody who's lost their life in the line of duty, and they know what great work Backstoppers does. So I get to spend a minute or two with them, asking them, you know, what brought you here and why did you want to go through all this and that sort of thing. And some of them have some fantastic stories to tell as a result of that. And some of them break down crying because it means so much to them. And I have the ultimate respect for anybody willing to put on boxing gloves and get into a ring after my own experience many, many years ago, which I won't tell that story again. probably best for all that I don't tell that story again. But it's going to be great. And it'll probably go till 9 o'clock, I'd say, probably, maybe a little after, because they've got four or five matches before it goes live on TV, and then probably another four or five or six. They have a double header they do during the TV. It's almost like a tag team situation,
right,
where the two boxers fight around, and then the bell rings, and two more boxers climb in and fight around, and then they leave when the bell rings, and the last two fighters get in and fight around, and they do three rounds. So it's like a total of six rounds all at once, and it's pretty cool. The only thing that ever throws a gear in any of this is if there's a knockout.
Yeah.
And there were some knockouts in recent years, with either TKO or actual knockouts in the ring, which as a TV producer, it's got to be their worst nightmare, because they're trying to time out this live show, and you're expecting each round, the rounds are only like a minute apiece, but you're expecting, you got the round, you've got at least 6 or 7 minutes that you got to fill, and if that ends early, you either have dead air, or you have to throw to a ring announcer, or you have to go to a video, you got to do something to fill that time. I would be terrified to be the producer of something like that. I just have to tell you.
I just got to say, last year, the women's bout was hands down like the best fight.
There are at least...
It was so good.
There are at least two of those this year that I... Because I got a peek at the rundown the other day, the run of shows. So I think there are at least two women's rounds this year. And one of the ones was mixed martial arts, wasn't it?
Yeah, they had one last year. It was like an exhibition fight.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Sorry. It really is. All right, coming up before the end of the hour, I'm going to introduce you to Courtney Harris. A great individual. Also somebody who's benefited from my friends at Responder Rescue. Wait till you hear her story and the great things this money from the Responder Rescue ATF raffle goes for. It's all coming up. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.